NRI Wellness. We bring you the latest in health and nutrition information, create customized nutrition programs, and walk you through the process to ensure your success.
Good morning, good night, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of 10 Dimensions of Wellness. I am your host, Cammie Redd, the owner of NRI Wellness. And yes, we have another wonderful guest on our show today. I am joined by Craig Hardale of Craig Hardale Coaching. He's going to tell you all about who he is, his journey to wellness, how he got to this point. And now we're just discussing everything that there is Craig Hardale.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on. I really enjoy serving, giving, and really touching the collective. You know, we always resonate with someone differently. And the most interesting thing about simply just learning from others is that it teaches us about ourselves. So every time we have something new or something different, it really shows us something that needs to improve or something that needs to, or something that can be a lot better. So it's really a pleasure to be on.
So, you got to this point in your wellness journey. What brought you here? What made you want to start helping other people?
That's a good question. And for me, it's a series of life events and also being around a lot of people who seem to fall by the wayside and who had a lot of potential, seeing it firsthand and seeing them fall off. And also really seeing a lot of people not live up to their level of expectation or what they showed initially, and seeing most people give up. Most people give up and they justify it with particular events or excuses, and it's sad. And most people live in this sort of midlife crisis or even misery, if you will, pretending that life is okay, they're happy, and they're not. So for me, it's seeing a lot of that, having a lot of trials, tribulations myself, and just really seeing that gap that needs to be filled. And for me, that is one of the things that really, really sparked that. We may get into my story a little later, but one of the best sayings is that the richest place is in the graveyard. And most times, most problems that need to be solved could have been solved. Most things that need to be achieved could have been achieved. And most people end up dying with the best gifts inside of them. And it's sad because most people, and when I say most people, I mean the vast majority of individuals never really reach their full potential. And that is really why I do what I do. And there are many entities, many forces, if you will, that tend to keep people down, or that I prefer to say, people allow to keep them down, right? And it's really helping people get past those and really live the lives that they were truly meant to live. Not you, not me, but them, because we're all different, we're all unique in our own ways.
So tell us your personal wellness journey. What made the difference or made the change in your life?
Well, for me, initially, I was an educator. I was a teacher, and I did that for a few years. Then I stopped. And during that phase of transition, if you will, some of it went well. A lot of it didn't. And during that time, also, I ended up having a child and lost a child and ended up having a lot of trouble, especially post-relationship, and a lot of personal trials, tribulations. And I mean, in some ways, it actually was humbling. And that has taught me a lot. And being an educator and being one who really serves, even as a coach currently. seeing both sides of it for many people and also seeing many, many success stories, I see there is a huge gap that the majority of people cannot really, they don't seem to be able to reach, or they don't seem to believe that they're capable or even deserving of reaching. You have many issues like racism, segregation of all forms, discrimination, and many people, yes, this is because many people keep themselves in the box. So personally, again, I've had a lot of these. I mean, life is never perfect, as you say. However, these are some of the events that really qualify or even really mold who and why I do what I do. So that, in a sense, in a very tight nutshell, is what my story is.
So tell me the time that you actually, well, I'll say this. Tell me about a time in your life that made it relevant or made you see that you wanted to start helping other people. What was that transition, and who helped you see this, or how did you see this in yourself?
That defining moment was really having a lot of setbacks, and even failures, if you will. You know, and many successful people like to postulate that everything went perfectly when that isn't the case. But in my case, I mean, a lot of relationship problems, a lot of things going wrong, and especially with losing a child and all these events, and even seeing a lot of people going through those. And for me personally, even being in a much better position, because it could have been a lot worse, could have gone a lot worse. So that was a defining moment, especially with such a hard transition, that really made me fully decide to get into personal development. With, and another thing I would add is that being younger, I also was in the spotlight earlier. I had a radio show at 19. So I was already on the national airways that young. So I'm pretty used to the spotlight, as you may be able to tell. And so having that role initially, and also with all those events, for me, I saw a vast need to be resolved. And so that particular situation there with the child and with the relationship and how very shaky that was a defining moment. And I mean, that may be my story, but most people have for their versions of this as well. And most people, it ends up sinking them. When I say sink, I mean, they never fully recover, or they never get over.
You're absolutely right about that. So let me ask you this. What's something that most people would probably misunderstand about you?
That's a good question. Well, most people who know me, or even those who don't online, because that's what we see most of us, right? Most people may see someone who is a little direct and really says it how it is. But there is a humility behind that. And for me, the misconception is that most people like to feel comfortable hearing what they need to hear, right? Well, let me rephrase. Most people are comfortable hearing what they want to hear. However, isn't what always feels good. So sometimes that harshness may be a little bit too direct for people, and it's not that you're harsh, but sometimes it's what's most necessary. Just like if your children, you love them, you want the best for them, you will not be harsh to them unintentionally, but there are times you have to really impress upon them what is necessary for their own good. So with clients and with people who really want to make a transition, want to become better, it's not always going to be comfortable. And sometimes we need to call ourselves out. I have an article on my website, Common Excuses That People Make. People receive that differently. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes too. And to answer your question is that most people believe that because we're slightly harsh or slightly direct, that we're not human too, and that there is no perfection to be reached. So that really is what it is. It comes from a place of humility. It comes from a place of being coached myself and respecting the process and being that for others that others are for me.
Awesome. So I'm really sorry to hear about the loss of a child. How did that, I know that, you know, that was the defining moment in your life. It also, you know, affected your relationship. Is that why you stopped teaching? Or were there other reasons behind why you decided to walk away from the profession of being a teacher?
Well, no, because I lost a child way after I stopped teaching. It was professional. I wanted to do something that just served more people. Even being an educator, it's fine. But for me, it was really limiting as to how I could reach, who I could reach, and how I could reach them. Even the radio show, I mean, it's fine, but still you're not reaching the mass. So you're not reaching who you intend to reach. These mediums are good. But for me, what really sparked the transition was just the desire for more, the desire to serve, even in the capacity that I'm serving now, global audience, clients of different backgrounds, being a podcast like yours, and really just the desire to really be the best that I could be and potentially profit from that by helping others. So that's what really I would say sparked it.
Okay. Well, your personal wellness journey has probably been one of many roller coaster rides up and down. So now you've decided to coach people into their business or into their personal goals. What has that been like for you?
It's been up and down that you have unexpected moments, and also you have many wins in that maybe clients more or less, and also with just people doing the work as they should. And one thing that I would say is that to build any business successfully, or if you're the client, to get the results that you intend to get, you have to really want it. And yes, motivation may go up and down. As you know, Kellyan Conner's cycle of motivation, where you have the actual level of despair. Most people need to have the courage, even if the right instruction, to go through that and to really get to where they really want to get. It's not going to be easy. And so for me personally, because in addition to coaching, I also do web design as well. And so I'm not, initially I was actually a web designer, I still do. So one thing I would say is that really it's finding the right people, and I do have a few, but really helping people help themselves. And for me, the big challenge is with individuals, because one thing to say that you want something, which is why it's necessary to clarify why you want it, not just why, but what it really means to you. There's no other question that I could answer, because we have different lives, we have different perspectives, we have different motivations for why we want particular things. So the biggest challenge has been really guiding the right people through this. And because as someone who helps, you want to help everybody, and you really genuinely want everybody to get to where they want to go. But sometimes it doesn't always work as smoothly, and that is something that we really try to move away from. So I would say that has been the biggest challenge, but really now, not as much, because for those who aren't ready, and not everyone is always ready, we have all the products that they could use. And really, there is lots of information that they could still try out. So no one is really left out.
Okay, awesome. So what motivates you and what drives you to keep going and keep doing this? Because I'm pretty sure you hit some challenges, some setbacks. What are some of the things just personally that motivate you now currently to keep moving forward?
What would really motivate me, for me, is the desire to live at the standard that I really want, and with family, have the family structure that I really want. And I mean, especially if losing the child, and well, that relationship isn't there anymore, and doing that again. And I mean, it's okay, but what I would say is that you learn a lot, even if you learn a lot. And in that experience, I'm not perfect as well. So for me, the big why is to, one, build a very good business that helps people, and that no matter where someone is at, they could really get the best information for their next step, for the next best level, if you will, and also really have more, be able to help people with more resources. So for me, that's a lot of it. And you asked about personal challenges. One of them was that I had a couple of bad client experiences. I mean, most people have had, no matter what industry that you work with. And really, it just taught me a lot. And it just shows that no matter how well-intentioned that you are, there is always both sides to that. In other words, there are people who may not always have your best interests at heart. And from the end of a client, even when you want to make a big change, for example, your environment may be holding you down, and you may need to be and do different things to get out of that. Okay, so I would say that would be some of my personal challenges. But from the other chair speaking about it, these are things that we all have to navigate as well.
So Cridge, tell me, you were already leading into it. Let's talk about some of those challenges. What have been some of those challenges that you faced in the wellness industry, and how did you overcome some of that stuff?
That's a good question. And I can think of a few right from my head. And one of them was really initially when coaching, making the typical mistake that most people make, in that if you build it, clients will come, you know, and not being proactive enough initially, despite wanting to help people, and really suffering from that, you know. So that was one. And how I overcome that, and I'm doing much better, is how most people would do it. You get additional training, you invest, okay, and you get the necessary help to get out of that and to really reposition, remarket, and really attract the best people for you. So that's one. Secondly, more personally speaking, I would say just getting a lot of resistance to simply doing what I do, you know. And sometimes we don't realize how different a lot of people are, and we don't realize that as well-intentioned as we are, sometimes a lot of people may not care. And that's fine, actually. And with that said, you need to protect yourself. So having a bit of that as well, and it's something that you have to realize, which is why it's very important that you very clear as to why you want something. Because like I wrote in an email recently, sometimes the biggest obstacles are the ones that you cannot see, right? And even being well-intentioned, you never really see what's coming. That is the real punches you need to be prepared for. And so I would say that is another key one, right? And for the listeners, this could be things like family losses, losing important people, right? It could be bad relationships, very intimate relationships going astray, or someone not being really supportive of what you want. And that is something that you really have to be prepared for mentally, because you never can fully prepare, because you never know what's going to happen. So for me personally, that is something that I've had to develop the mettle to deal with. And for me, the way I look at it is that it's good in that sense, because it equips me to help others. Again, we're human, we go for experiences, we go for transitions. And it may not always sail as smoothly as you want to. However, that is something that I believe that not just me, but anyone listening or hearing this can really use to help others. You know, they say, make your mess your message, right? And most people are conditioned to ascribe the past and any shortcomings, feelings with a lot of shame, right? And while sometimes some things you may not want to revisit, to relive, we really have to learn to flip that on its head and really make it, use it to motivate us to do more, to be able to help others. Because I can assure you, as bad as you think your situation is, someone has it worse. And even if you cannot think of anyone who has it worse, you can really use that to make somebody's life better and spark massive change. The most daring people are those who really took daring actions and that sparked generations of change. Look at Nelson Mandela, look at Martin Luther King, right? Recently there was a memorial for him, whenever this is. And these were visionaries who really had the courage to be who they really wanted to be, no matter what. So we all have different stories. We all cannot control who our parents were, even who our spouses were, if you're married especially, where we grew up, whether we're poor, family were poor, you grew up in the ghetto, wherever. But you, as much as that's static, you cannot let it control who you become, right? And that is one of the central messages of what I do, because a lot of people come with this preconceived notion that they cannot do certain things, they cannot have certain things, they cannot be certain things for X, Y, and Z reason, right? And it may seem legitimate to them, and it may look like I'm being unreasonable, but just hear me out for a bit, because you have to realize that people have overcome your obstacles that you've already, that you want to overcome. And in essence, as much as you're unique, it doesn't mean that your problems are that special. And if others have done it, it can be done. And if no one even did it, the fact that you want to and you're really willing to, it's possible. But that's only when you believe it first. That is something a coach, an educator, I cannot do for you. You have to do for yourself. I simply empower you to see your best and to be and to have the courage to step into that person. One day, one step, one action at a time. So again, broadly speaking, that is one of the big things that I really think people need to know, they need to understand, and they need to understand, especially with the race. I know with all the racial tensions going, a lot of people feel discriminated. A lot of it is genuine. I mean, we've all seen the events for ourselves. That's not debatable. However, you deserve more, but you have to believe, see, and live that first. And even if there is segregation, don't let that really step into the way of what is there for you. It's already there. What I often say is that what you really want for you is already there. You just have to have the courage to go get it.
Let me ask you this. What are some of the myths that you actually hear in wellness? Some of the things that your clients tell you that you actually have to dispel about this situation?
One of the myths is that I'm not good enough. That's simple. I'm not good enough. There is this imposter syndrome that most people develop. Some of it is familiar, like the actual families. Most people are, I don't want to say close, but most people pick a lot from their parents than you think. So you have things like beliefs about money, right? So I'm not good enough to make maybe $10,000 a month, maybe $100,000 a year, or even $1 million, right? So that's relevant because even with the best information, whether it's some books, courses, coaching, most will have this inner belief that they're not good enough. They don't deserve to get more. Or that if they get more, they're a bad person. You know, this underlying disdain for wealthy people, for capitalism, if you will. I don't want to get into that tangent. But what I'm saying really is that most people have beliefs about not being good enough to get particular things. Whether it's money, and it's not just money, whether it's really that nice house, that nice car that you really wanted, or even the spouse that you really want, you know, or to send your kids to college, you know, and it really has to be checked because it determines how you parent your children. Yes, it does determine how you parent your children. And it determines really the decisions that you make, the things that you compromise on, right? Especially in relationships, most people actually settle. And yes, you eventually have to settle and accept the flaws in somebody, but most will tolerate things that they shouldn't and that clearly all the parties see that you're tolerating, hence they're in particular situations. So a lot of the real root of that is personal tolerations, right? And they don't think that they deserve better. So I hope I'm painting a good picture as to why and how deep this imposter syndrome but not feeling that you're good enough is. So that's one myth. Secondly, it's I'm not qualified enough. And this is a double-edged sword because most people aren't always ready for what they need to do, which is why it's hard, right? And being qualified, especially with college, doesn't always mean that you're competent. Now, I say this is double-sided because in a literal sense, it is necessary to have certifications, to have qualifications, but most people use the absence of a degree to not try anything, right? And especially in professions like even coaching, marketing, right? They don't believe that they're good enough just because they don't have a degree. And it stops people from starting many businesses, even online, okay? Or starting the business, starting doing the project that they really wanted to do, but never got the chance, okay? And in the time that we live in, this is changing so much because you see how much of us, how much we've been forced online and how much education has changed. But this mirrors into the fact that if you really wanted to be qualified, skilled enough, the education was always there, right? So yes, the pandemic has forced things to change and it doesn't replace practical learning at all. I'm actually not implying that. But what I'm saying is that not having a piece of paper, not being fully qualified, that is something that we really need to let go of because the skills are there. You need to have the patience to be willing to invest as well to actually go learn them. And you will be surprised how much this really holds people back. For example, more practically speaking, you ask someone, why haven't you started the business? You say, I don't have any money. Okay, fine. What have you done to even, what have you done to even look it up? Not much. Or they don't say not much, they say, I don't have the money. And I'll be like, that is not what I asked. What have you done? Are you even aware of what resources are there to get started, right? And the real reason I'm stressing on this is because if you have the belief that you're not good enough, you're not qualified to do certain things, you will not have the resources that's necessary to get it done, okay? And of course, let me put a caveat here is because qualifications are important. You wouldn't want an unqualified medical doctor. You wouldn't want an unqualified nurse on you. But there are many professions that you don't really need such qualifications. And even if you did, there are institutions that you could get it. And most people don't realize that it's the resourcefulness that needs to increase. And once, as much as they're not, and the lack of resourcefulness, it transfers into their personal lives. And most people don't have the resourcefulness to spend $10 on Amazon just buy a book to help them fix their relationship, for example, right? So the problem is multifaceted. And for me personally, I like to work on the individual a lot because a lot of the problems, that's where they are. People are smarter than you think. And if you're listening, yes, I don't care what you got in school, you are smart, right? And even if the papers don't say you are, but most people lack the courage to really tap into them, the fully unbridled unique part of them, and the rest will take care of itself.
NRI Wellness brings you the latest health and nutrition information, creates customized nutrition programs, and walks you through the process to ensure your success.
If you want to be seen, you have to stop being invisible to opportunity. I'm Kay Henry, licensed mental health counselor and host of Black Therapy Uncensored. Your prescription to positivity starts here.
This is a 2-second nutrition tip. Today's tip is take stock of your refrigerator and pantry. In addition to throwing out or maybe donating everything that's past due or older than 6 months, challenge yourself to throw out all items that are less than nutritious. Replace every non-healthy item you discard with something new, fresh, and heart healthy. Let me know how it goes. This has been a 2-second nutrition tip.
So, Craig, walk us through Craig Hardale Coaching. Tell us what happens behind the process. Tell us about your services, what it is that we would get when we actually come to your website.
So when you go to my website, you see the programs, the blog posts that are on there, and that was an option to book a breakthrough session. And we do have a full coaching program, but also for anyone who wants something smaller or just an initial problem that they really want to solve, that they really want to solve that may not necessarily span for the entire program, we have a breakthrough session as well. So one could simply, let's say immediately, because very soon we will have a waiting list and that's growing, so they could prioritize their booking there. So for the actual coaching program, we have a 90-day, 6 months, and 1 year program. And that starts as to when you sign up. So it's 1 year from when you sign up. And currently it's one-on-one, although later in the year, I may change it to an actual group program. However, in there, what we do initially, we have an initial talk, initial assessment of who you are, where you really want to go. And on our breakthrough session especially, I help you really clarify what that means to you. Because a lot of times we may have goals, we may have wants, we may have desires, but having it mirrored back to you, it's never really very clear. And we don't sit a lot and think about it deeply. So that is something that methodically I really help you bring out, and I really help that clear to you. Because until you're not clear as to what you really want and why, right, you won't really have the fortitude to persist as you should, because there will be troughs, there will be peaks, there will be slight things that are difficult that both of us cannot see, because your life is different, your situation is different, you may have different variables, and that's fine, that's good. However, so initially we have a breakthrough call, and then when you sign up, initially we have weekly sessions where we really delve into a particular area each week, and you do get some action steps to really help you move through whatever challenge, whatever obstacle that you have during that week, or whatever obstacle that you're facing at that particular time. And all of it is very goal-driven in that it's really tailored to you as to where you really want to go. Now, the initial period, 3 months, is there because that is the minimum amount of time, minimum of coaching that's required to perform a transformation. We all know of a habit taking at least 40 to 60 days to form. However, for a coaching program, generally, it takes a while. And sometimes some of the clients will be longer term. And that's even better because they get help along the way. So that is the breakdown. And then we have the weekly sessions, weekly assignments, and weekly interaction where every week, again, we really tackle a particular area, that's necessary to your particular goal. So it's structured and it's actually tailored to everybody and where they really want to go, what the best next level actually looks like.
Okay, tell us what we get in a breakthrough session. Tell us what that actually looks like. Walk us through that step by step.
So on a breakthrough session, one of the things that we do, first of all, I get to know about you. I get to know about your background. I get to really know about what the last few years has been like in as much detail as you can give it to me, unfiltered. And that's important because it really helps you get comfortable, because we're meeting each other, even if you probably may have paid or you may have gotten a free session through our process. It really helps break the ice, if you will. So that is the initial part. You get to speak your mind and really say it how it is. And then we get clear as to where you really want to go. So then we look at the next 3 months, the next 6 months, the next year, and even what your life vision is. Okay. And we really, throughout our coaching program, we delve deep into each of the subcomponents to really help you more specifically. But however, for that call, we really get clear as to what the next big action steps will be for you. So at the end of the call, you walk away with what you need to do and focus on to get to where you really want to go. What is most important to you and why? And That little piece is what most people struggle with, because you may think you know, but until you either you prompted or you have some difficulty, or until you really get challenged, that why never gets tested, right? So for example, let's say a mother and her children, and let's say she works two jobs because she wants to send her children to school and maybe have enough left over for college. So when she's struggling at work, she's well aware as to why. So she may be able to tolerate more than most people tolerate, right? But on the other hand, someone who has everything paid for, who hasn't really had to, I don't want to say struggle, but they never really had to earn the resources to fully pay their way, their experience is different and they end up giving up a little easier. Or more broadly, people just have had stuff handed to them, right? Typically, they don't persist as they should. So generally, it's important that your why is clear. And it may not be anything to do with school, to do anything with children, but that real why resonates with you deeply, because nothing can speak to your motivation than that why, not even the coach. Yes, we help a lot, but it's only when we get what is really driving you, right? It then becomes easier to help you get what you want, because we could channel everything through that. So generally the session really helps get methodically tap that out from you, so that you could be very clear as to what the next best step is. And sometimes that may be us working together, and sometimes it may not be, and that's fine. But at least you walk away with very concrete information as to what your future would look like.
Okay, so tell me, what's the difference between the 6 month program, the 9 month program, and the 1 year program? How in depth is the 1 year program compared to the 6 month program?
So let me preface that by saying that 3 months is for individuals who want a particular result. I don't want to say very quickly, but it is a minimum amount of time that's required. And 6 months is a longer term program, in that we get to work on your issues longer. Now, I specialize and I help people in the area of personal transformation and also balance, for example, in business and in life. So I work with people who are actually doing very well. And with success, there are lots of issues that people don't realize that there are. For example, the more successful you become, the lonelier your life gets, the more people you can relate to, and the less people that can actually relate to you. And with success, there are many interpersonal issues that most people don't realize that there is. So I have to say this because, and it ties to your question, because your whatever issues are may not necessarily always be solved within 3 months. So the longer term program, 6 months, 1 year, is really, I help you for a longer period of time. So we have sessions weekly, a lot of times, sometimes more, and really help, we stretch the transformation over a longer period of time. So again, all depends on what you really want, because some people just need support. We all need support actually, but it's just different, and it solely depends on the individual. I mean, my advice simply is to, I mean, everyone should have a coach. I have a coach as well. Let me just put that out there. I do have a coach as well. And we all need professional help. And one thing that our colleagues like to speak about, we all need a professional friend. But then what you need help for the most, it all depends on the actual transformation that you're looking for the strongest right now. Right. So, for example, not to dwell on your question too long, sometimes you may be going well career-wise, but maybe you just had a child. So maybe that may be a transition for you, and it may be very new. Maybe you're a working mom, or you may want to lose some baby weight. Right. These are all transitions, and you may need support from that, from someone who's qualified in that particular area. So I see all of this to impress upon everyone is that it's custom. But longer term, we get to really focus in a lot more and go for an even bigger transformation. That's the big difference. Transformations are ritually a lot larger, and sometimes you may need more support so that you could actually do it successfully.
Okay. Tell me about a time where a client story touched your heart so much that it changed the way you approached your coaching practice?
That's a good question. One story that comes to my mind is one of my clients who is in China, or he was in China, you don't work with him anymore, and he wanted to move back to the US. I've worked with a lot of people who they either were in the US, but they're not there anymore. And a lot of people, they have an identity crisis, and crossing cultures, you get to see things differently, but also you experience the world a little differently, and that's fine. But one of his stories was really wanting to go back, buy some land, real estate, get some wealth, and really settle back in the US. And what's really touching about that is that in his case, as to why that he moved, he used to be on a farm, right, in the US. So it was really a struggle for him to move over. And he's done a lot of work, changed himself. And he really, for me, what's touching is how much he struggled and how much he made it work no matter what. And now his spouse is Chinese and he has family wanting to go back. Really, for him, it really completed that transformation. And most people, that may not be as touching as they might think, but it all depends on where he came from, right? So his example is one of the best examples of you don't let your past define you, right? And you actually go towards what you really want. And that may be different for all of us. However, you have to know, you have to be clear, and you have to be willing to persist and go past things that go wrong, because they will come. So that is one of very good examples. And one of the ways I changed, because it's humbling seeing people very good at what they do, but also seeing the story, right? And I know that the media always paints a picture of the perfect people, perfect celebrities. However, no one has a perfect past. And that is what no one seems to portray. And when someone really goes through a lot of that and they come out better, they come out actually liking the struggle that they had. And I'm not saying you're supposed to always like your struggles, but they don't let it control their futures. For me, that is one of the most inspiring things.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you see clients. How many clients do you see, would you say you see monthly? Or do you cut off, or is there a limit to your services? Because when people are trying to get in with you, is there ever like a wait list time?
Well, right now we're about to do the wait list, but right now we're still open, so we still have some spaces. So if anyone is interested, they should be able to find a spot on our schedule. But let me say, because this may play a long time into the future, that may change. So if you're interested, get on a call with us and we'll get to you as soon as possible. So for now, it's available, but I cannot always guarantee that that will be the case. And one thing I would say in addition is that you have to be sure. You have to be sure, as in you have to believe that you deserve better. And yes, we're not perfect beings. However, you need to come into your best with good faith. Don't be the type who comes in and who's negative and don't think that it's not going to work. These are the type of people that our systems, they don't go very far. And I say this because, not to discourage, but to actually say that you need to be serious. Not just me, you need to be serious about you, okay? And it's just so important, because your attitude determines so much. Because even if the best instruction, I'm sure you know people that just don't go very far. You look at two students or two people who got help, and they had the same resources. However, one was way more successful than the other. That's part of it, right? And whatever that you do, if you really want help in any way or form, even if it's not coaching, you have to come in it with good intentions, because that is only when that the best instruction can help you the most. I think that may be very clear.
Cool. Okay, you guys, we are going to wrap up today's episode of 10 Dimensions of Wellness. It has been a great, great pleasure to have Craig Hardoyle on our show and talk about ways in which we can enhance our lives and ways that we are all can be better and learn from some of the things that we're going through. Craig, why don't you give people your contact information? Tell them how they can book themselves with you. Tell them where they can find you, where they can see you live, any of that information.
So the best way to reach me is on my website, craighardell.com. It will be in the show notes wherever you listen to your podcast or even in the Facebook group, like Cammie said. So there should be a link to there. And so if you want a breakthrough session or you're interested in my coaching or my program, so you visit craighardell.com. There are a list of programs there. And for the actual coaching, you go to craighardell.com/breakthrough. And if you want to contact me for any other nature, you will find my contact page on the website. So you should be able to find that as well. Additionally, one thing I would say to the very lovely listeners here, one thing that I really want to give you is some resources to really help you make the most of what you've learned. And also, I really want to help those who want to help themselves. So if you're here listening, I trust that you're one of those individuals and I commend you. So if you visit creationhealth.com/MRI, I do have some free resources that you will absolutely love. One of them is an actual free breakthrough session with me where you will waive the actual pay line and then we will get on the phone. So again, when you get there, when you opt in, you simply fill out, you answer a few questions and then you should be able to book right there. So again, that'll be creationhealth.com/MRI. And if you want to email me directly, it's coaching@craighardell.com. Again, if you want to email me directly, it's coaching@craighardell.com. We send an email to that address.
And just so you guys know, that's spelled CraighardHardell. Now, as usual with all of our guests, you know, we will be posting an article about Craig Hardell on our website, NRIwellness.com. And don't forget to log on to Facebook and join our Facebook group, 10 Dimensions of Wellness. That's where you can find all of our podcast guests for after the podcast. You can get in touch with them there. And don't forget, we post all of their information in the group as well. Once again, Craig, thank you so much for, first of all, sharing your inspiring wellness story and then helping us figure out how we can develop and enhance ourselves better.
You're most welcome, and it's been a pleasure being on.
It's been a pleasure having you. So you guys, don't forget, you can download, share, subscribe, listen to our podcast on iHeartRadio, Anchor FM, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and a plethora of other audio platforms. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, NRI Wellness, and catch any of our podcasts, future and past. The audio version is up now, but don't forget, in the future, we'll be doing live videos. Thank you to all of our sponsors, advertisers, and as always, any of our guests. Once again, don't forget to join our Facebook page. This has been another dynamic episode of the 10 Dimensions of Wellness. Thank you and have a great night.
NRI Wellness brings you the latest health and nutrition information, creates customized nutrition programs, and walks you through the process to ensure your success.